So what I thought I would cover very briefly, one slide for each of these topics, is why electricity markets are monitored, which RTOs have market monitoring structures and how they're set up and what their relationship is to the RTOs, to the RTO boards, and to the RTO administrative function, what the core functions are of the market monitors in each region and how they carry out their obligations. And then finally, I'll throw out a few of the key issues that have been raised by stakeholders, by RTOs themselves, by market monitors, and by regulators and policymakers about the market monitoring function over time. So why are there market monitors? Kathleen already alluded to this. It's an interesting question. You don't often hear about monitors for markets in milk or soybeans or widgets. But when you talk about electricity, it's one of the key components of the discussion, is the market monitoring function and the role it plays in electricity markets, energy, capacity, ancillary service markets. So there are a number of reasons why they're in existence. The first one is that markets are new. They are still in diapers. We don't, it's been about 10 years, but that's really not a lot of time to form markets and get them to function efficiently, especially when you have some of the unique challenges that electricity markets have. There have, of course, over many decades, been economy transactions between neighboring utilities, but the establishment of fully functioning wholesale markets for capacity, for energy, for reserves, for regulation, for other ancillary services is something that really still remains in its infancy.